Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What, if you remember that moment, if you're too young, we can discuss this, but I remember walking out of elementary school and getting into my car.
Yeah, me too.
Your car? Why were you driving?
It was my dad. Okay, my dad's truck.
Okay.
And
what, you were still driving that, though?
I was driving that day because I needed, he was busy. But Magic was about to start his 13th season. And I think we all, you know, we all watched the guy play. And he was just a special basketball player. And I was listening to him, to the audio. I don't know if it was live or not. I can't remember if it was live or not. But I was listening to the audio of his press conference. And he was explaining it. And I had no clue what was going on. But I do know that I thought he was going to die.
Oh, sure.
And, I mean, I guess we all die in the end, so it doesn't matter. But even still, like, I, in my mind, he was going to die very soon. And to be quite honest, nobody really understood at the time what was going on back then with that, because we didn't know enough about HIV or AIDS.
Okay, so, like, I took a gay studies class in college that was really interesting, and I'm not making a joke about it. It was really interesting, and we talked a lot about the AIDS epidemic of the 1980s. And like how it was portrayed in film, how it was portrayed in the media. And like for a while, people didn't know what it was, and it was just killing off gay men. And then for a while, people accused President Reagan and his administration of not like declaring it a crisis because, you know, a lot of people did. And I, quite frankly, I think some people still do view it as a disease that like people who get it deserve it. Like, I know there are people out there in the world who like don't think it should have been declared a crisis because they're like, well, yeah, you got it. It's your own fault. And so like there was a lot of
go along with the ideal Christian values of monogamy
and straightness and
sobriety
all
as well.
Yes, exactly. Because you get it from needles. A lot of the discussion was, but there was just like a lot of like, I guess, confusion and lack of information, except if you got it, it was a death sentence. You know, like in the 80s, the bulk of the 80s, if you got it, it was a death sentence. And the thing that I remember about when Magic Johnson had his press conference and said he was HIV positive, I didn't understand because he wasn't gay. You know, like that is everything that I knew about. Because at that point, like when he announced that, I think it was like 11 or whatever. And so when he announced that, all I knew about HIV and AIDS was that it was a gay people disease because that's how it was portrayed, like I said, in film, in media, and for the most part, you know, in pretty much everything you would read. And I was like, I don't understand.
No, that, I remember my mom like saying when she would talk about AIDS that's what it was.
Yeah.
So, and who do I learn from?
Oh, sure. From your parents. Yeah. And like, so I didn't understand that he was sitting there with his wife talking about how he got a disease for gay people. Like, that was the first part that I just didn't understand. And then the other part was, I thought he was going to die, like you said. And then the other part was, if you remember, I can't recall if it was the All-Star game. I think it was, or like some game that he came back for. Like, Karl Malone was among the players who was really hesitant to take the court with him because if he got busted open, I mean, that was the other thing everybody knew, is that AIDS could be transmitted via blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, there were still a lot of feelings of, I mean, are you sure not sweat? Are you sure not, you know, if he touches me, are you sure not this? So
there's an old Conan O'Brien.
What if he drinks out of the same cup that I drink
exactly,
out of?
Exactly. There's an old Conan O'Brien joke that I think is from like the early 2000s. If you think about how long it's taken for people's opinions on this to evolve, is he did the fake The More You Know. And he said, you can't get AIDS just by talking to somebody with AIDS, but it probably doesn't help. Like, just think about that. That was after the turn of the 2000s that was still going. So what do you think it was like 10 years earlier? So I understand the apprehension because everybody knew that this was a death sentence. And the fact that he's still alive to me is wild. Like, that's great, but it's still wild.
I do remember also, because my mom, I mean, when it came to Oprah and current events, my mom was invested, right? Like, I'd get home from school, she's got Oprah on, whoever the guest was for the day. And I remember him being on with Oprah, and they were talking about him going to the doctor. And the doctor's like, so we're going to run these tests. And he's like, hold on, what test? And he's like, yeah, it's HIV test. And he was like, hold on, what? And he runs the test, and he said afterwards, he said he was just on the floor. He said he laid on the floor for 2 hours just staring at the ceiling, asking how.
Yeah.
I'm not gay, right? Like, that was what was going on in his mind. Yeah. That's exactly what, because that's what even 32-year-old men thought that.
Oh, if sure.
Especially 32-year-old men.
I went to a swingers party, but I never did anything with them. I may have done it with 10 other girls in that room, but not them.
Marking that.
And so then the other thought that was going through his mind was his wife was pregnant.
Oh, was his kid going to have AIDS?
So there were just so many things going through his mind about, and not even just his kid, his wife. She going to have it too? The bad decision I made is now going to affect everybody else. That being said, today he turned 60. And he celebrated with a bunch of funny lists. I don't know if you happen to see
his top 60 movies list. I didn't get a chance to read
it. His top 60 films, his top 60 athletes turned entrepreneurs, his top 60 places to travel.
The great part about the athletes turned entrepreneurs is just 60 athletes turned entrepreneurs and listed alphabetically.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's great. But that's the thing. Look at how much Magic Johnson has accomplished since the day that we thought he was going to die soon.
He owns half of L.A.
Yeah. And I know he just ran the Lakers, and they ran themselves into the ground, and he was part of it, and he's catching blame, and he's blaming others. But even still, to be part of the NBA still at this point, and like you said, to be able to run so many businesses, have his fingers
incredibly well, mind you,
involved with so many of these businesses, it's just shocking to 10-year-old Corey, who thought I'm never going to see this great athlete live his life, and I'm probably going to watch him wither away, and he hasn't. And for me, that's just something that I didn't expect, because, and look at how much we've learned about these types of diseases.
Oh, sure.
So many more things since then, and how that economy has boomed. And from there are a lot of texts coming in from the 214. I was in college and high school at Flower Mound Marcus. I figured he'd be dead before I finished college. Never still alive when I'm 46. And yes, I finished college, smartasses. From the 806, distinctly remember watching that when I was a kid. Had never heard of HIV and had to ask my older brother what it was, and I thought Magic was going to die too.
So, and it's crazy because, like, I remember reading this stuff, like, especially with, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody and all that when it came out last year, is, you know, Freddie Mercury would have been an extremely high-profile person to discuss AIDS, and he actually, interestingly enough, died, I believe, in 91, so right about when this was happening, maybe off a year. But he said, I do not want to be the poster child for AIDS. And, like, but you think about Magic Johnson, he became the poster child for HIV or AIDS, whether he wanted to or not, and probably really accelerated the process of people becoming familiar with it, which is, it's even crazier to think about what he's accomplished in life when you factor in, like, he's worth $600 million. Obviously, he was part of the investment group that a couple years ago bought the Dodgers. And then he is responsible for the highest rated basketball game of all time. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
1979 NBA championship game, Michigan State, Indiana State, him against Larry Bird. That is the highest rated basketball game of any kind ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's higher than every NBA game ever played.
How?
Because everybody knew the stories of these two guys, and I think Indiana State was undefeated, and everyone recognized that these were the best two players on the best two teams, and they played in the championship. And then he and Bird are also responsible for making the NBA matter again because the NBA was showing NBA Finals on tape delay. Can you imagine that? Tape delay when they got into the league. And then you factor this in. Two-time steals leader, four-time assists leader, nine-time first-team All-NBA, 12-time All-Star, three-time MVP, three-time NBA Finals MVP, and won five championships. He is a no-doubt top tenner. I would argue a very strong case to be a top-five player of all time. And then he transitions into an amazing business role after he brought lots of public attention to HIV and the AIDS crisis. Whether that was what he was thinking in that press conference or not, I'm not entirely sure.
No, there's no way.
You're probably right, but that's the way it turned out, right?
There's no way he was sitting there thinking to himself, I'm going to do so much good from this.
Yeah.
Yet he has. And man, when you think about the personality that goes along with him, the approach,
and I don't talk know, show for a minute too.
I don't know if the approach is because of what he's gone through, you know, after his playing career, or if he would have been this kind of guy even if his career lasted 10 more years. You know, I don't know if but he was the right person, and I know it sounds weird, but he was the right person for it. And a lot of people are saying, oh, listen, man, if he didn't have money, he'd be dead.
Sure. Probably.
You can survive. You have a whole bunch of money.
And isn't that kind of part of this, right? Like that it happened to that guy with that status, and I think allowed, as we've talked about, brought a lot of awareness to it, both in the way of like we know about it, but then also I think a lot of people ended up putting a lot more effort behind it because it became a lot more personal to them.
Oh no, absolutely. Oh yeah. Okay, think about it. And like I don't mean this to offend anyone, and if it does, I apologize in advance, but you know that the public opinion was thousands of gay men have died, and the public shrugged their shoulders and said, who cares?
Magic Johnson has HIV.
He might die? Well, we got to do something because this is an icon of my life or an icon of my childhood, and that's something that you can put the face to. It's unfortunate that that's the way that the world works, and like, I saw this in terms of
I think it's also unfortunate when you're talking about Freddie Mercury that he didn't have that the world didn't exist for him to feel comfortable that they would support him.
Sure.
And maybe when I say the community of people that would rise up for him.
You know, it's interesting. If this would have happened a decade later, that community would have been there because of Magic Johnson, right? Or yeah. Vice versa. Or that community would have been there for Magic Johnson if Freddie Mercury would have decided to step out, because Freddie Mercury would have easily been the most notable person ever to have
right.
HIV or AIDS, and instead Magic Johnson took up that trend. And even like, yes, from the 817, I was about to bring this up. Have you seen the South Park episode with Magic Johnson about AIDS? And they say that they found the cure to AIDS with Magic Johnson. It's $87,000 in cash injected into your veins. And to those people's points about if he didn't have money, he probably would have died. There's no probably about it. If you look at the trajectory of what happened to people with HIV or AIDS, it is a hellacious number of how many died.
Or it was at that point.
At that point. Yeah, for sure. It was, like, I'm not overstating to tell you it was a death sentence.
And it was an epidemic at the time, right?
Yes.
Now, I guess that's the other thing.
It still is.
Is it?
I would argue it just,
there's not, I don't feel like the panic is there.
And that's,
like there was, and it was partly because Magic Johnson got it.
I agree
it,
with that.
Panic.
Well, and then also the panic is because, you know, there's a little bit of object permanence or, you know, like a out of sight, out of mind situation because it's not as prevalent in the United States as it was in that time period. But it is something that still ravages our world.
No, it really is. And I'm just saying, like, imagine tomorrow the news came out that, like, Kevin Durant was HIV positive. Don't you think all of that stuff would be revisited and they would be, like, a new push for HIV funding and,
And sometimes, and I'm not hoping that happens, but sometimes
certainly not.
We need to reboot the understanding of these things. Because if I talk to my kids about it, my kid's 11. That's when I learned almost everything I learned about it. And have I talked to my kids about it? No. Why? Trying to protect them from, you know, the idea of it. It just doesn't pop up out of sight, out of mind. So yeah, I mean, sometimes we have to have that reboot of, oh, crap, to remember it. But I think one of the things is we became so knowledgeable on the topic itself back then that that it's maybe it's helped out in a lot of cases.
No, there's no question about that. And this will sound weird, but the greatest thing that ever could have happened to AIDS research and HIV awareness was Magic Johnson getting it. I have no doubt about that in my mind.
And maybe even making it to 60.
Yeah. We don't have to view it in the same scary terms because we have a shining example of what could be.
I agree.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.